Good morning. It's Carl. I thought I'd continue the theme of yesterday's, and that's questions you can ask to have a meaningful conversation around money. And I'm largely practicing these questions over at 50 Fires, the podcast I've started about money and meaning, which I think you'd love. But here's the one I pointed to it in yesterday's episode, but I just wanted to dive in just a little bit deeper. After asking about earliest memory, one of my favorite questions, it's been so impactful, is what economic class were you in junior high? Now, junior high is really intentionally chosen for this, right? It seems like junior high is the time where we're super sensitive about our standing and how we fit in. Junior high can be really, really tough on for so many reasons. But I love this question. Now, a different version of this question, I've intentionally used economic class just because it really leaves it open. But I've thought about using, were you one of the rich kids or the poor kids in junior high? So either way. And what will happen is you'll get some answer, and it's typically a surface answer. Oh, I was one of the poor kids. Now, this is such a beautiful poor or rich or middle, like just any answer, such a beautiful opportunity to go a little deeper. And so my favorite follow-up question is, how did you know? It's so much fun. How did you know? You know, and if you need to prompt a little bit, I mean, leave some space there. Let people think. But if you need to prompt a little bit, you can say, you know, did you have an experience or a story? And my favorite thing around stories is to say, can you share? So you're like that word share. And story together so beautiful. Can you share a story with me about how you knew? That's maybe even a better question as I'm thinking about it. Instead of how did you know? How did you know is so clean and nice. So I don't know. I'm thinking about it out loud. I'll probably try both. But it is a nice question to say, can you share a story with me about how you knew? And then, of course, I love giving people an opportunity to make sense. So I love sense-making questions. So after they share that story, yeah, I remember, and this is from one of the episodes, I only had one pair. So I said, what economic class were you in? Oh, I was one of, yeah, we were pretty poor. Oh, how did you know? Well, yeah, I remember this time I only had one pair of jeans. They were those Tough Skin brand. Those of you who've been around a while know what I'm talking about. These Tough Skin brand jeans. And I only had one pair. And one day after school, I was, or at school, we were at recess and playing, and we were playing soccer or something, and I got grass stains on the knees. And then the next day, I didn't have time to wash them overnight, or I didn't even think to wash them overnight. And the next day I showed up with grass stains, and the girl that I kind of liked, was hoping, you know, would be my junior high girlfriend. She saw the grass stains and was like, do you only have one pair of jeans? My friend who shared that story, you know, went on to say, like, I was mortified. Like, I just wanted to crawl in a hole and die and hide from everybody. It was terrible. I mean, think of that story. And if this is your spouse or partner or child or friend, like think of the space you've just created. And then to say, Carl, you know, that's such, thank you for sharing that story. Like I would be tempted at this point to say like, can you remember what that felt like? I've loved that question too. And especially like, can you remember what it felt like in your body? And another silly question that seems to really be helpful is in the, like, do you remember what it felt like in your body? And then to follow up with, if that was a color, that feeling was a color, what color would it be? That's been really interesting too. But then to the sense-making question, right? Man, with the benefit of 20 years, like looking back on that, what do you make of that now? And here's an even more emotionally connected question. With the benefit of 20 years, if you had a chance to go back and talk to, you know, 12-year-old Aaron with the perspective you have now, 12-year-old Aaron's just had that experience. The girl says to him, you only have one pair of jeans. Aaron runs outside and is hiding under a tree and you get to show up. What would you say? What would you tell him? So powerful. Love this stuff, my friends. I hope this is helpful for you. And again, if you go have one of these experiences, I'm on sort of a mission to generate a million meaningful conversations a month. That's the goal of 50 Fires, a million meaningful conversations a month. And so if you go have one of these conversations, will you tell me about it? Just send me an email. You can write it or feel free to send me a voice memo telling me the story. And you send those to hello@behaviorgap.com. I get so many of these from you and I really try to listen to every single one. I can't always reply, but I listen and read every single one. So thanks for sending them. Hello@behaviorgap.com. Thanks. Bye.